Oh, well, thank you for all coming, and I want to thank Vika, Susan, and Tamsin for inviting me to be and being such gracious hosts this weekend, and what a wonderful talk to start out our panel, and I hope to build upon it with kind of taking a larger look with the roles of librarians. So I chose Building from the Inside Out as the title of my talk today because libraries have always been the backbone of scholarship, as we've heard, the skeleton around which the scholarly discoveries develop into the full contributions to the research dialogues. And I found this image from the British Library, kind of with the Halloween theme and whatnot, that kind of attests to perhaps how we see libraries and scholars. And even in their most traditional incarnations, libraries have always been dynamically engaged with scholars. So as scholars have made discoveries in the stacks and archives and disseminate findings, librarians have frequently been the silent partners in a variety of capacities as subject and reference specialists, catalogers, and archival curators. And now today in the digital age, libraries have attained new types of prominence, as we've heard very much this morning and last night, with digitization of collections, provision of access to the internet and new media tools that have made libraries community centers as well, and educating a rich array of diverse peoples. As we've heard, and we'll hear much more in this forum. But while libraries have and continue to build rapidly growing corpora of data and the technical infrastructure to support this dissemination of the data, where are the people in this dramatic change? So today, in hopes of contributing to the discussions we've been having, I'd like to talk a little bit about how we can reorient our perspective of librarians as collaborators and not just supporters and collections curators. So as we've heard in many examples of the projects, I'd like to build upon that by highlighting the rich diversity of touch points where librarians, and not just the library as an institution, are partners for research, especially in digital scholarship. And as I talk about, in particular, some of the training initiatives I've been involved in that empower librarians to take on new roles in research life cycles, I really hope to explore some strategies for how librarians can recalibrate to meet the data-driven needs of users, and in this, hopefully unearth some potentialities for a new, more holistic research ecosystems that we operate in today. And so for all the fanfare that we've heard about new funding streams, innovative conference themes, and groundbreaking forms of research that have marked digital humanities over the past couple decades, I really think, as had said by the earlier speakers, that we're still really grappling with the full import of this new digital age. And the key question at the heart of this transformation is if we really want to truly enable this transformation in research work across humanities and social sciences with the incorporation of digital content and tools, who needs to be at the table? And all too often, digital humanities projects are made up of an ad hoc grouping of scholars, programmers, student assistants, designers, community members, and sometimes librarians that coalesce around a specific project and then dissipate, a transient type of research process that scholars such as Lynn Siemens has noted in her study of digital humanities research practices. But digital sustainability can line the library, as we've heard today. And this is a quote from the Association of Research Libraries. As they declared in a recent strategic report, The Future of Research Libraries Imagined, that within two decades, the research library will be a collaborative partner within the broader ecosystem of higher education, and research libraries will be even more intimately engaged in supporting the full life cycle and activity range of knowledge discovery, use, and preservation. So in this spirit, infrastructure is starting to develop in libraries. We see that libraries are reconfiguring spaces, services, staff hiring, and administrative portfolios in their campuses to encompass digital technology, teaching and learning, and publishing. And there have been a number of studies that I've listed here that have looked at how libraries are accommodating spaces, services to serve digital scholarship needs, and even offer use cases of the work librarians have done. But from the perspective of building concrete, sustained services, we're still in this exploratory phase. And so a 26 spec kit report from the AIRE, from the Association of Research Libraries, found that 67% of the digital scholarship library personnel had just joined within the last 5 years of the 73 responding libraries, and 74% of the personnel have been doing digital scholarship work for 5 years or fewer. And digital scholarship work is often distributed across the library, from librarians and archivists to professional staffs and student assistants. assistance. And we see professional organizations springing up in response as well. So Association for Research Libraries, Digital Scholarship Section, and the Library Special Interest Group are brand new professional spaces only emerging in the past couple years where librarian communities have been involved in DH. So the support is growing, but it's still nascent and concentrated in a few people. But again, the persona of the librarian and not just the library is key. And this is a report from the Coalition of Network Information and EDUCAUSE on building capacity for digital humanities and notes that in order to build capacity for digital scholarship and data science, librarians must be more than support. And I just highlight a part of this quote where it says, the role of librarians and IT professionals is not simply to provide access to resources or to produce code according to predefined specifications, but the partnership that provides access to a different type of valuable expertise. And so this quote attests that despite all these initial advances, there's still the matter of people. How can all librarians, veterans as well as the fresh graduates, be empowered to engage in data-driven research in the diverse learning and research environments that we encounter both inside and outside the library? And the systems that librarians have developed to manage information are essential to take into account as we witness how scholars are building collaboratories that are dense social technical networks of information, infrastructure, and their own communications. And so I frame my talk with this concept of collaboratory because, as we've heard, collaboration is the hallmark of digital humanities scholarship, partnerships across disciplines and methods and archives. And the standard definition of a collaboratory is to refer to a socio-technical infrastructure that supports a research team, often in the sciences or social sciences, in a virtual research environment, which William Wolf first defined about 20 years ago in Science Magazine as a center without walls, sharing data and computational resources and accessing information. But the humanistic ethos that diffuses digital humanities scholarship pushes us to consider a collaboratory that isn't simply a standard socio-technical network, but the networks of people. And this is a report from the American Council of Learned Societies, published about 10 years ago, where they note that it's not just the collection of data, digital otherwise, that matters. It's at least important as the activity that goes on around it, contributes to it, and eventually integrates with it. And this also highlights how the research lifecycle of digital scholarship is notably fluid. So rather than the relatively structured steps of scientific method or adherence to a specific theoretical or epistemological framework, digital scholarship is highly interdisciplinary and blends a host of methods and approaches. And Tanya Clement notes in her article in the Debates in Digital Humanities, 2016, that the cross-disciplinary methodological approaches employed by digital humanities research requires that we must pay heed to the information practices of scholars and the philosophical approaches behind the techniques and methods that are being utilized among different disciplines. So in this boundary crossing, I'd urge us to consider how the interdisciplinary methodologies employed by digital humanities shape our dynamic networks of collaboration. And in this case, how does the ethos and methodological approaches of library information science as an academic field and practice factor into the social dynamics of a collaboratory? Because library services have long been about process, databases, and the order of materials in the stacks. But the disciplinary ethos that motivates our work can and should infuse our research partnerships. So whether the ALA Code of Ethics and Library Bill of Rights, or the Ranganathan's Five Laws of Library Science, or perspectives of information scientists, librarians' engagement with digital methods and not simply tools means that we bring to bear a critical factor that can inflect how researchers engage with data and disseminate their research. And so librarians' adherence to valuing users and the user experience, the premium we place on sustainability and preservation, and at a perspective that overall pans out to encompass the broad system scope of communities that engage with our information systems. So in this vein, I'd highlight what Bethany DeVisi has noted and observed about an ethics of capacity and care, and her call to build a digital cultural heritage communities of practice where that promote an understanding of the vulnerability of the individual person and object, so that our visualization systems more beautifully express of relationships of parts, one to another and to many, a greater whole. And so a community of practice in this vein is about sharing knowledge and expanding that knowledge base through interlaced networks. So from this perspective, I've begun to ask, how can librarians begin to engage in these kinds of communities of practice in all the different facets? So through the growth of skills and and among all library staff in data curation, digital humanities, and computational social science, we can promote integration across the library for digital pedagogy, data curation, and digital scholarship. And so there are several areas I just wanted to briefly highlight where librarians can make impacts with researchers to connect them to digital scholarship. So the first is collections as data and digital curation. So librarians as researchers, and not just curators, means that we need to reconceptualize our perspective of collections in their digital materiality as data. And this means not just engaging with tools, but again, with users and their needs. And so the British Library just released their research data strategy this past year. And I noticed in that their declaration of priorities, they stay at the beginning, ensuring users both on-site and online are able to discover the data held by the library as well as by third parties and use that data requires us to develop new tools and skills. And then they go on to state more of their models of data access. But they recognize that in order to frame their collections as data and engage with researchers, they have to reskill themselves as a critical milestone. As part of the critical milestones. And so Thomas Padilla, who leads the Always Already Computational Collections and Data Project, notes that collections as data entails thinking about the ways to increase meaning-making capacity and making collections more amenable to use across an expanded set of methods and tools, end quote. And he argues that this process of developing collections of scholarship entails, quote, entails vigilant attention to who the work is done for. Therefore, the incorporation of cultural heritage collections into data science and digital scholarship, as we've heard, is not as cut and dried as it may seem. And as others have discussed and will discuss in more detail, we must engage with the complexities of the socio-technical and cultural context surrounding our collections. So there are many initiatives, such as the Thomas's project in data science and libraries, that seek to empower librarians to engage with data science skills and tools around our collections and resources. But engagement with data means teaching literacies to our users about information use and architecture. So digital pedagogy and multimodal learning are also about connection, connecting students to tools that transform and enrich their learning, connecting faculty to tools and approaches that enhance their learning, teaching, or catalyze new avenues for achieving learning outcomes. So librarians have long focused on information literacy, but with the advent of digital content in the classroom and new frameworks, we have now the opportunity to engage with students around digital content and tools in ways that expose inherent biases in our data and the tools that the students seek to use. So whether we call it meta literacy, digital literacies, or media literacies, librarians are an essential part of this reconfigured ecosystem as students and faculty explore implications of data and computational tools. And so in the same way that librarians have long connected researchers to reference volumes and boxes of materials, we're now increasingly asked to connect them to tools and resources they can directly employ in their research. And this is just a scattering of some of the tools that I work with in the library throughout my years with students and faculty as they've pursued these new avenues of research. So in my relatively new role, I find myself doing same kinds of consultations I did when I was a librarian for English literature. But instead of advising students on Wordsworth, I'm now teaching them how to use WordPress. But the common through line is teaching them how to critically synthesize resources together toward building scholarship. And this critical approach is a valuable factor as we bring to the table when it comes to tool literacies. Libraries subscribe to more and more tools and databases. We build data repositories. We help develop new search interfaces and even building publishing platforms that aim to connect users more rapidly and directly to data. But do we consider the implications of our new technical infrastructure? I believe that as library information professionals gain tool literacies in these and many more, we can incorporate our exigent skills in unpacking the assumptions in the information environments that the tools were developed in. What does this mean that this text mining tool only takes English language texts? Why does the tool need the metadata parsed in this way? So we can challenge researchers to think beyond the black box and engage with methodological implications of the computational tools and data they aim to use. So how do we reskill librarians to equip for the multitude of demands in this digital age? So there's a host of workshops and institutes out there, including at Victoria, Digital Humanities in Oxford, and the Humanities and Intensive Learning and Training Institute. But these trainings are often oriented to faculty, researchers, and grad students and don't always address the range of concerns and issues that library professionals have to grapple with. So we've seen a rise in digital scholarship training for librarians, and I just want to talk to end briefly with some firsthand experiences and talking about the development of teaching LIS professionals digital scholarship skills and what we've encountered in them. So my work in the area has encompassed an international context. So last fall in 2016, I visited Hong Kong University with three other colleagues from Illinois and the University of Washington iSchool. And we taught a three-day institute on digital scholarship called the Data-Driven Scholarship Institute at Hong Kong University Library. So we taught sessions to over 30 librarians from Hong Kong, Singapore, the Philippines, Taiwan, and China on things like GIS, text mining, data visualization, and providing data services in the library. And what really critically resonated with me is that the impact of digital scholarship is rippling across boundaries. So the colleagues around the world are grappling with the scope, the transformations in the work, in the scope of the work that they're doing with faculty in these new avenues. Next, closer to home, I've been involved with the ARL Digital Scholarship Institute. This institute emerged last fall where five teams joined an invitational meeting at Illinois, Indiana, Rochester, UC San Diego, and Boston College, where we spent 2 days at the Association for Research Library Offices discussing how to prepare librarians for rapidly growing user needs related to digital scholarship. So we came up with a training institute that's part of a series of training institutes that ARL has done in the past for other emergent areas. And so this new ARL Institute was modeled in part on the Rochester Digital Humanities Institute for mid-career librarians, funded by Mellon. So after months of planning, we launched it at Boston College. And similarly, we worked with 28 librarians from ARL libraries across the US that came to Boston College, and we spent a week teaching them about an array of digital scholarship topics. And these were librarians who weren't immersed in DH or digital scholarship. Some were liaisons, some were from tech services, and some were just figuring out how to grapple with this new area. So we sought to build a cohort of librarians, a community of practice, who could learn from each other and share what their experiences were as they sought to work in this area. And finally, I'll end with a brief discussion of a training initiative that I've been leading, Digging Deeper, Reaching Further, Librarians Empowering Users to Mine the HathiTrust Digital Library. So this project began in October 2015 with a $400,000 award from IMLS's Laura Bush 21st Century Librarian Program. And it's a five-institution team with a range of institutions. And our aims for our project are listed here. So to arm librarians with instructional content and tool skills in digital scholarship, to empower librarians to become active research partners in digital projects, enable librarians to build foundations for digital scholarship centers and services. And so to achieve these aims, the focus of the project is to develop and disseminate a train-the-trainer curriculum that seeks to train librarians and LIS professionals in approaches and tools for text mining research. And we focus on text mining because our work is based in the HathiTrust Research Center, and the core is the suite of tools and services and data in the HathiTrust Digital Library and Research Center. And so we teach them to work with the HathiTrust data and research and tools, and teach them to build small collections to large-scale corpora and running data mining algorithms. We also realize that librarians operate in many different contexts and field a wide range of research questions. So our focus is really to teach the fundamentals about text mining and perhaps what we might call data science skills. And we also introduce participants to the command line, how to harvest data, and how to run basic Python scripts. And so we ultimately aim to build foundational skills in the librarians through this train-the-trainer approach. After attendees participate in our workshops, they'll be on the road to develop foundational skills and given a suite of resources at their disposal to teach at their own institutions. So we just launched a nationwide roadshow of workshops where we'll be going to different conferences in major geographic areas, and that schedule is on our website listed here. And so after the workshops conclude, we'll release these materials, and then throughout we'll be conducting a research study that assesses the process of curriculum development for LIS professionals. So this community of practice we hope to build will be a networked community of information professionals who continue the conversations and share their experiences as they begin teaching digital scholarship at their own institutions. So in sum, this transformation is happening, like it or not. So in my own work as a scholarly communications and publishing librarian, I've advised undergraduates on gathering materials in the archives to build the digital publication, how graduate students can build their own journal, and how faculty members can take a scholarly exhibition that they've done and made an open digital exhibition that they can share with many broader communities. And to tell the truth, I haven't even begun my door-knocking campaign yet. People found my job title, they found my new department, and they have been coming to our front door of their own accord. So our users are making, they're building, they're curating and creating dynamic scholarship, and they do see librarians as the partners in the research process. So I ask, why don't we take up their invitation? So I believe as more and more librarians gain these skills, they can and will become leaders who guide students, faculty, and researchers into uncharted pathways opened up to us by the digital age. So building communities of practice, such as those that may emerge from the initiatives I've highlighted today, as well as the many projects we've heard, are critically important to facilitating an overarching transformation on the roles of librarians in this research landscape. So I believe we must critically examine the roles of librarians as we pivot to new forms of scholarship. So how are the infrastructures being developed for digital scholarship adapt and respond to the needs of users and professionals engaged in these systems? And how do we empower librarians to build these skills to respond to new research needs? And how can librarians build a community of practice that hones our approaches to supporting digital scholarship in effective and ethically aware ways? So I believe as we expand the research ecosystem to encompass a broad range of communities that are within and beyond the ivory tower, we must attend to how people at the heart of these systems can be empowered to develop collaborative networks of discovery that acknowledge and incorporate contributions from everybody involved. Thank you.